Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
amen. God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. I'm very excited about the word of the Lord. I pray that you will take a few moments just to sit back and allow the Lord to minister to you this morning as you get your Bibles and get your notepad and ink pen and just let the Lord minister to you this morning through the word of God. Truly, God has a word to say to us each and every day. We know that his mercies are new every morning, and he's faithful. Great, the Bible says, is his faithfulness. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for allowing us one more opportunity to come before you. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. We're thanking you today for just all that you have done for us and all that you continue to do. Lord, we just come before you to worship you and magnify your name and uplift you. Lord God, as we go into the word of the Lord this morning, it is my prayer, Father, that you would bless, that you would just have your way, that you would minister to those that are listening. Father God, we thank you that you've given us to war a good warfare, and you've given us in your word everything that we need to be fully equipped to be the soldiers and the army of the Lord that you've called and ordained for us to be. So, Lord, I'm asking you right now that you would just take this word of God, take it into our hearts that it may not slip. Father, help us to get closer to you, to draw ever so closer to you, Father, to desire you and hunger and thirst after you, Father God. We're thanking you today and just give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you're doing. Now you take full control, and Lord, you have your way. Holy Spirit, have your way in us and through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're picking up again on our Armor of God series, and this message is entitled Stand Against. And how many of you know that the Word of God gives us how to stand against our enemy? We are in a warfare. We understand that because when we made a choice, when you made a choice, I made a choice to serve the Lord, we came out of sin. We came out of darkness, which is a blessing, praise God, because he's called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And so with that, the Lord has given us through the word of God what we need to do each and every day and how we need to prepare ourselves to fight a good warfare. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavily armored soldier, or armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. Now, this scripture is very important because the Lord is giving us some instruction. He's telling us that in order to fight, you've got to be prepared. And he's given us a heavy armed armor. In other words, he wants us to be heavily armed. He wants us to be totally equipped. God is the one that supplies the armor. He's the one that gives us each piece, and each piece is very vital. It's very necessary. You can't have one and not the other, or you'll be exposed somewhere. So God has equipped us to be fully covered. And this armor is anointed because it's given by God. And God wants us to successfully stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the enemy. So he wants us to be successful in all that we do for him. As Christians, as men and women of God, God has called us to walk in prosperity. He's called us to walk in peace. He's called us to walk in love and all of the things in the fruit of the Spirit that he's given us. He does not want us to be unsuccessful. He wants us to be successful. And when you look in the Word of God, the men and women of God were very successful. They accomplished the things that God called them to do. So we're talking about standing against. Glory to God. So if you're against something, you're not in between. You're not on that side every now and then. You're totally against it, okay? Now, I want to go quickly back. I'm just going to review a little bit. I'm going to go back to Exodus chapter 17. And I want to go ahead and read again verses 8 through 16. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 16. The Word of God says, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out. Fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of a hill with the rod of God in mine hand." Now this lets us know here that Moses knew that the rod, of course, represented the presence of God. It represented the anointing of God, because God was the one that really gave him the rod, told him to pick it up, and told him how to handle it. So he said, "I'm going to go up to the top of the hill." He wanted to go where he could see everything. He wanted to go where he could see the conflict, but also up over it. Praise God. How many of you know that God is over us? The Bible says that his eyes are running to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of his people. So the Lord is watching out for you, beloved. He's watching out for his word to be performed in your life. So he knows what's going on. He can see the strategies. He can see the pitfalls. He can see the turns and the twists. Why? Because he's sitting high, and we're down in the valley, if you will, so to speak. We're on the earth. He's in heaven, but guess what? He's looking on us. So, you know, it's a wonderful thing when we can begin to really depend on the Lord, and we can really trust him, because he sees more than what we do. But guess what? He is fighting on our behalf. That's why the angels of the Lord, the Bible says, are encamped around about us, because we fear him. We trust him. Okay, but in this instant, Moses had to go up on the top of the hill so that he could see what was going on. So in verse 10, it says, "So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed." Letting us know that his hands had to be lifted. Glory to God. And that was a symbol of him not only just surrendering to God, but saying, "God, this is in your hands. You have to fight for us. We're on the battlefield. We're doing what you told us to do, but we need your help." And so when his hands were lifted, Israel prevailed over their enemy. Praise God. Verse number 12 says, "But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun." Now, Aaron and Hur were there with him, and they recognized he needs help. We're going to intercede not only Moses, but the people, these soldiers, the men that were down there fighting. They needed an intercessor. They needed watchmen. They needed someone that could pray, because they were in the heat of the battle. Many times different ones of us are in battles, but there are others that are not necessarily in the battle, but yet God will call you to pray. He will burden you to intercede for leaders or for different ones in the body of Christ. And so it's important, beloved, that if God has put you in that vein, that you intercede, that you pray, that you watch, because you never know what battle that person may be in. You never know what's going on in a particular ministry. But if the Lord has burdened you to pray for them, it's important that you hold up their arms in prayer and lift them up and intercede on their behalf. So the Bible says in verse 13, and Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And God did do that. He did do that, praise God. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. And praise the Lord, eventually Amalek was destroyed. And I don't have time to go into all of that. But this nation came up against God's people, and God, amen, came up against them. Praise God. The important thing to know here is that because Joshua was a warrior and he knew how to fight, he was very sensitive to the Spirit of God, he obeyed God's command each time he had to go to war. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur did their part. And don't think, beloved, that their job was easy. Their job was not easy. Their job was just as hard as if they were down in the battle. And a lot of times, God, I love you, warriors and intercessors go through things, praise God, similar to the one that's actually in the battle, because the Lord will let them feel the pain. They'll feel the what's going on actually with that person. That's what intercession is. It's a go-between. And so don't think for one moment that Moses' job was so simple. Oh, he was just up there, praise God, having a good time. No, he had to keep his eyes open. He had to remain alert. Glory to God. And then the two that were on either side of him had just as much job to do, because they had to have the strength to bear up under and hold the man of God up, hold his hands up, praise God. They had to pray as well, praise God. So whatever function God has put you in, beloved, you have a responsibility to pray, to seek God, to call on him, especially if the Lord has called you to intercede, amen, to be an intercessor, to be a watchman on the wall. That's a very important job. You don't want the enemy to penetrate the camp because you're not in place where you need to be. So it's important as intercessors that you remain in the spirit, that you let the Lord, amen, do what he needs to do in your life to keep you cleansed and keep you free, so that the Spirit of the Lord can continue to move in your life. So in order to fight effectively, you must keep rank. When trained for a position, it is imperative that you gain all that you need, and that you keep rank. Praise God. And if anyone is in the military, you understand what that means, that when you get in rank and you get in your position, you don't get out of rank. You don't try to jump from one place to the next and you're not prepared for it. You have to stay where you've been placed and what you're qualified for. Okay, so do not fall from your position, because it may be that there is no one else there to pick you up where you fall. And that may be very true. So we, again, have to be very, very careful that we stay in line with where we need to be. If there is no replacement, that position will be empty, and it will leave a hole for the enemy to pierce through in an attempt to get victory. Now keep in mind, beloved, we're talking about war. We're talking about battle. We're talking about warfare. Amen. We're talking about something that's very real, that we all go through from time to time. Amen. And so it's a very, very, again, very, very important, amen, that we do what we need to do and stay in line with God. And don't allow the enemy to get you discouraged. Praise God. Discouragement may come, but grab the word and recognize what the men and women of God would do whenever they got discouraged. David is a prime example of someone that would encourage himself. And so don't allow discouragement to pull you down, pull you out, pull you back, pull you away. Glory to God. Stay where God has placed you. You've been anointed for that position. And no one else can do it but you. Come on, somebody. The anointing, amen, carries so much wait with it. We don't understand the power of the anointing a lot of times. When God has anointed you for service in an area, praise God, he's equipped you to do it. And no, you may think, I can't do it. No, you can't in yourself. But through Christ, you can do all things because he will give you the strength. He will undergird you. He will keep you. Amen. And he will make sure that you get through to victory. Now listen, another important thing. Do not become disorderly or retreat during a fight. A lot of times that's what people do when things get hard or ministries get hit real hard. The first thing they do is run and scatter. And when you do that, you leave your post. So and then they look to the leaders that look at them. They're not who they say they are. Well, why are you saying that? What are you doing? Have you stayed? Did you stay? Are you faithful? Are you committed? Are you doing what God has called you to do? When you think about those type of questions, you can really take note of, I shouldn't be pointing my finger at anyone. I need to be on my knees asking the Lord to strengthen me and give me some endurance. Glory to God. Now listen, had Joshua fled when they began to lose, they would have been defeated. But even though some fell, they did not lose the battle. And sometimes you'll have some casualties, but that doesn't mean you've lost. God, I love you. That don't mean you lost. Praise the Lord. There are going to be casualties. We can look at a natural war and see that, yes, sometimes there are casualties, but who's winning the war? We already win, beloved. We're on God's side. Glory to God. So we got to stay where God has placed us. Stay in the battle. Don't run. God caused them to prevail because they persevered through. They kept going. We must have the same tenacity to stay and fight. Don't leave your post. Men and women of God, you've been called to an area. Don't leave it. Don't run. Don't drop your tools and say, I'm going to go pick up and go somewhere else. Stay where God has planted you. And be determined to completely fulfill the will of God in your life. Okay? Standing gives you more strength to stand. The longer you stand, the longer you can. God, I love you today. Standing gives you the confidence that God is with you because when you think you're becoming weak, he will come alongside and strengthen you to remain in the fight. So all the support that we need to fight will be given as the warriors and intercessors remain at a high place to see what's taking place. If God cannot trust you, he will not put you in a high place. He won't put you where you can see everything. Glory to God. Because you may be tempted to fall down into gossip and fall down into backbiting. Come on, somebody. If he can't trust you, he's not going to open your eyes and let you see. So don't get upset when you don't know what's going on. Just pray where you are and ask God to undergird you and ask him to shore you up and ask him to keep cleansing you and ask him, glory to God, to put the things in you that you need, glory to God, so that you can be the faithful warrior and the committed warrior that God really needs you to be. Glory to God. He wants you to be, amen, trustworthy. But if he can't trust you, glory to God, to go around the corner and keep your mouth closed, he ain't putting you up on no high mountain, amen, to expose his people. Glory to God. He's not going to give you that responsibility. Thank you, Jesus. God has to know that he can count on you. Praise God. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord. And beloved, you got to know this, that you're not serving man or woman. You're serving God. And at the end of the day, as they say, you have to answer to God. I have to answer to God. So everything we do, glory to God, God is the one that we have to answer to. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. Standing again gives you confidence that God is with you because when you think you're becoming weak, he will come alongside you again, strengthen you to remain in the fight. All the support we need to fight will be given as the warriors and intercessors again remain at a high place to see what's taking place. True intercessors, listen, remain at a level, okay, to not only see but also hear the voice of God, to know how to pray for those battling. So intercessors don't have time to have dead weights on them and people on them that will suck the very life out of them. They don't have time for leeches. Come on, because a real intercessor is not going to walk with a posse. Glory to God. Real warriors, glory to God, amen, like Joshua and Caleb, they knew what their mission was. They didn't have a posse. They didn't have a popular group with them. They walked by themselves. Glory to God. They walked with God. And so we have to learn, amen, that in this walk, it's a tedious walk. You can't walk with everybody. You can't share with everybody a lot of things. Sometimes you got to kind of be quiet. And sometimes people will get a little intimidated about that. They'll think that you're standoffish. It's not that at all. Beloved, you just have to know what to share, who to share with, when to share with, when to hold your peace. You have to use wisdom, okay? Now, real quick, I want to go over to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. I want to get this scripture in. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15. Praise the Lord. Okay, it says, and he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou king of Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And I believe that Moses, in this instance, we were talking about Moses, I believe he knew that the battle belonged to the Lord. And sometimes we need to be reminded, if we are in a battle, that it's not ours, but God will come alongside and he will give us victory every time. Praise God. Verse 27 says, then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront. Now, Jehoshaphat was the leader. Come on. He was in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. God gave them victory, as he said, and all they had to do was go forth and praise the Lord. And we don't realize how powerful praise is. Praise literally aborted the enemy's plan, tactic, mission. Praise is very, very powerful. We need to praise God each and every day. Glory to God. Don't allow your mind to get idle. Praise the Lord. Amen. Make up in your mind you're going to praise him. You're going to keep praising your midst. Glory to God. Because when everything goes down, God doesn't go down. Come on here. Glory to God. You got to get up from there and begin to praise and worship the Lord. Amen. Magnify his holy name. Glory to God. Know that he is good. Know that he is lovely. Know that he is wonderful. Glory to God. He's an excellent God. Glory to God. You got to go forth and praise the Lord. He's on your side. Listen, God does not back down from his battles. Glory to God. I'm writing a book right now, and in each conflict that God was in, God won. And each conflict that we get in, if we stay with God, we will win. We are not defeated. We're victorious in the Lord. Glory to God. You got to begin to see yourself, glory to God, through the eyes of God. You got to know who you are. You got to know that you're the head and you're not the tail. You got to know that you're above and you're not beneath. Come on, somebody, and give God the glory. You got to praise his holy name and worship him for who he is, because he is God and he's on your side. Listen, Jehoshaphat was a man that trusted God when his enemies rose up against him. God assured him that the battle was not his, that these enemies had risen up against God, and God set the people in position. Then he fought for them. All he told them to do was get in position. My God, do you understand? Sometimes, you know, we take even our positions and we use them for our advantage. But if you just get in that vein, walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost and do what God tells you to do, you'll walk in victory. Glory to God. You won't be defeated. Praise God. Listen. All they had to do really was walk with a Judah praise. So, beloved, I'm just encouraging you today to stand against the enemy, completely dressed in your battle gear that God outfits you with. Use your weapons effectively in every war that you find yourself in. Don't ever put your weapons down. You got to hold your weapons. You got to make sure that you have them and you keep them sharp in the name of the Lord. Listen, remember, your fight is spiritual. And as you consistently walk in the spirit, you will recognize the enemy for who he is, and you will be able to overcome every attack that he sends your way. But you've got to use the word of God effectively. And you've got to use it the right way. Praise God. You've got to stay in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Stay submitted to God. Most of all, you got to stay free from sin. Don't allow sin in your life. make sure that you understand that sin is an enemy. It's enmity with God. It's an enemy of God. And if you have sin in your life, when you go up before the enemy, he said, wait a minute, you got something that belongs to me. He has a right to come and get it. So this, when we begin to really take a good view and a good look at sin, we will detest it and want it out of our lives. Thank you, God. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you, Father God, that you've given us to stand against. Glory to God. You've given us the armor. And Father, I pray that everyone listening today, that you will take this word, take it down in their heart. Don't let it slip from them, Father. Oh, God, help them to hold on and help them to press in. Help them to persevere. Give them the tenacity to continue on. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, my time is just about gone, but I just want to encourage you to begin to stay in the word. We will be back on tomorrow. Glory to God. And we're going to be talking about armed and dangerous. Glory to God. Amen. He wants us armed and dangerous. My God, what a word. What a word. I'm already excited about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to be encouraged and be blessed and know that God loves you. He does care about you. He has your best interest at heart, and he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Glory to God. The Lord gave me that some years ago, and I thank God for it because it's very encouraging. Praise God. Stay uplifted today. Stay uplifted. Stay encouraged today. Amen. You ought to be really ready to move as a soldier. Hallelujah. You ought to be ready to battle. Glory to God. If you find yourself in a conflict, glory to God, war. Intercessors, stay on your post. Prayer warriors, stay on your post. Do not let down your guard. Abo, sheke, randabo, shanabo, haya. Keep up, beloved. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Keep looking to Jesus. He is the author and he's the finisher of your faith. Glory to God. Contact me. Send me an email. Let us know how the broadcast is being a blessing. Amen. You can even go on my Facebook. Praise God. We put this on Facebook. Go on my Facebook. Leave me a message. Let us know how the word of the Lord is being a blessing to you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of our listeners. Thank God for the callers that call in. Praise God. Faithful to call in. I love you. Appreciate you so much. Praise God. My time is just about out. Amen. But we'll be back here tomorrow, the same time. Amen. In the word of the Lord. Amen. Going forward. Amen. As God has ordained and planned for us to do, we're encouraged. We're lifted up and edified. This is Passion Week. Amen. And we're remembering the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, beloved, we have a lot to look forward to. Jesus is on our side. But most of all, beloved, listen, he's alive. Glory to God. He's alive in you. Now you let God be God in you today. Amen. Your enemies will scatter. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
Church, say.